My pleasure. Miss Ina, I-N-A.
Father-in-law.
K-A-N-N-A-D-Y. 3553. 72-year-old black woman lives with her daughter, Ryan, R-I-N-N, with a long-standing history of dementia, CHF, diabetes, hypotension, pulmonary embolus, and syncope. Period. Knee paragraph. Patient recently was hospitalized with history of pulmonary embolus, was placed on Eliquis. Period. Knee paragraph. She's been very weak. She's using diapers now because she's no longer able to get to the bathroom. She's very confused. She's only oriented to person and only from time to time. She's lost weight. She has decreased appetite. Symptoms of protein, calorie, malnutrition. Her blood sugar is doing better, so they're not taking any medication for her diabetes, period. Family history is positive for diabetes and some sort of cancer. Review of system, her CHF is not doing very good, mostly because she's not taking her medication. The Lasix, to be exact, she has 2+ edema bilaterally, shortness of breath with activity, period. New paragraph, allergy, no known drug allergies. Medication includes metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, but she's not taking that once again because her sugars are stable. Flomax, 0.4 milligram once a day. Lasix, 40 milligram a day. Remeron, 7.5 milligram a day. Metoprolol ER, 100 milligram a day. Namenda, 10 milligram a day. Lipitor, 40 milligram a day. Lisinopril, 10 milligram a day. Eliquis, 5 milligram BID. Patient has had recent hospitalizations in the emergency room because of increased shortness of breath, orthopnea, and PND related to her congestive heart failure. Ejection fraction is not known to me at this time. Social, she's her husband died years ago. She lives with her husband, R-I-N-N, with her daughter, R-I-A-N-N, pronounced Ryan. She's never been a heavy smoker, never been a heavy drinker. She only has one child. She was a school teacher and a teacher's aide for over 25 years in Houston School District, retired in 2011, period. Knee paragraph, in the past few months, once again, she's no longer able to ambulate to get to the bathroom because of her confusion. She's not using a diaper. She's totally ADL dependent, and she's at a high risk of fall, period. Patient is taking Namenda for her symptoms of Alzheimer's dementia, but it's not doing much, as her daughter states. Again, she has never been a heavy smoker or drinker. On blood pressure is 160 over 90, pulses 100, respirations 22, a febrile O2, so that's 91% on room air. Heart positive, swarm positive is 2 with an S3, Gallop lungs. Few ronchi, cannot rule out RALS. Neck shows slight JVD, skin shows no rash or mucosa with an lesion. Lower extremity shows a 2+ bilateral pedal edema. Neurological shows no lateralizing symptoms. Assessment here, we have a 72-year-old woman with end-stage dementia. Patient is no longer able to ambulate. She's ADL dependent. She's confused. She's only oriented to person. She's confusion from time to time. She's not even oriented to person. High risk of fall. Wears a diaper, no longer able to get to the bathroom, both for bowel and bladder control. Patient also recently has had a pulmonary embolus on Eliquis, has hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and symptoms of behavioral issues, which she was placed on Remeron for a period. In the paragraph, she gets very anxious, very angry from time to time, refuses her medication, hence ER visits for CHF recently and shortness of breath and orthopnea, period. Her daughter, Ryan, R-I-A-N-N, requires help to take care of her mom and is asking for hospice and palliative care to get involved because mom will no longer willingly go to the doctor's office and to be taken care of. She also suffers from obesity, diabetes, orthostatic hypotension, pulmonary embolus, and syncope. Patient has had a huge decline in her condition, especially as far as her mind is concerned. Other medical issues has prompted her daughter to seek palliative and hospice care at home. Thank you.